from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Writer Mandy Bell, thanks so much for the time, Mandy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. We appreciate this. Know you are enjoying a little bit of a break there. Mm-hmm. How excited are the people of Believe Land? I mean, look, it was a couple of years ago that Cleveland made a nice run. It ended a little early in the playoffs, but after last year, 10 games under, was anybody expecting this?
No, truly, no. No one at all. And I think that's made it even more exciting for fans, because the expectations were, one, low, just because over the offseason this team didn't really do anything, sign anybody to make this roster tremendously different than what it was last year when they were 10 games under 500. And then there's question marks of having a first-year manager take over for Terry Francona. So it was just, there was a lot of question marks, and you didn't really have any reasons to believe that there was just going to be a complete 180. And so whenever that happened at the beginning of the season, everyone's like, oh, let's enjoy this hot start while it lasts. And now we're halfway through the year, and I don't think we can call it a hot start anymore. So
no way.
It's been pretty fun for Guardians fans, it seems like. And I mean, you can see it just reflecting in the attendance this year. It's been up like crazy. So I think that they're all thoroughly enjoying this.
I'm talking to Mandy Bell of MLB.com about the Cleveland Guardians. And we were just talking about how the Dodgers are opening. I didn't hear the other team, Chris. I'm forgetting right now.
Cubs
in Tokyo. Why isn't Cleveland? Why don't the Guardians ever get any of these opening games across this, you know, elsewhere in the world, is what I'm trying to say?
Small markets, man. It's always like,
Padres are
like
small, market.
Small markets. That's true. But it always just seems like they're never really in that mix. I mean, they had Puerto Rico 2018, I want to say it was now, or 2017. No, 2018 it was. It was announced in 17. So 2018, they played in Puerto Rico, which was awesome for that experience, just because Francisco Lindor went back to his home country, obviously, and then hit a home run. The whole place went crazy. I mean, that stuff was awesome. But since then, no, it's been relatively quiet for them to go outside of Cleveland.
Mandy, I want to ask you about a couple of, one former Padre for sure, and that's Josh Naylor. I mean, this guy, I don't know that he got enough of a chance here in San Diego. It felt like he was kind of blocked. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had signed Eric Hosmer. That never really worked out here. So Josh Naylor was moved along to Cleveland, and now this guy's turned into one of the better sluggers in the American League. 22 home runs, 70 RBIs. I'm saying that because I want to make the fans in San Diego realize how much we miss this guy. You know, I don't know that they were necessarily expecting all of that from him, though, in Cleveland.
No, I don't think that was the expectation. I think they knew there was a lot of upside there, and they were hoping that they could tap into it. But they tried not to put many expectations on it. And, I mean, I know from our perspective as writers and reporters, we weren't really sure if he would be able to blossom into what this was. And even last year when he was unbelievable, it was more of a, okay, is that just a fluke year, or is that going to be sustainable? And this year it shows that it's pretty sustainable, and it's hard to believe because that wasn't what he was as soon as he got to Cleveland. But he said he learned a lot last season because he started off the year pretty slow, although the metrics, the underlying stuff, all said that it seemed like he was going to turn a corner soon because all of his expected numbers were so much better than his actuals. But he doesn't really look too much into that stuff. He was just frustrated with how slow his start was. But he really said that he taught himself how to just stick to his plan, even whenever it's not going well. And then when you look up at the end of the year, you see the totality of everything and how he still had a successful season. So that having that belief in the back of his mind of, like, if he hits a rough patch of a week or two, to not let that snowball or make him press or try to change anything, because he knows last year he stuck with it and had an outstanding season. And I think that's really helped him this year stay level-headed.
The other guy that the Padres fans, maybe not as many, know about, this guy being once a Padre and now a Guardian, because there was a stop in between, was Emmanuel Clase, the great closer. This guy was signed originally by the Padres, went to Texas in a trade that netted the Padres absolutely nothing. It was a player to be named later. Eventually went from Texas to Cleveland in a move that included Corey Kluber. But, you know, to say that the Guardians wouldn't be there without Naylor, okay, maybe, but they certainly wouldn't be where they are without Clase.
No, and to think that you trade that away for nothing, man, that's hard to swallow at this point, because,
yeah, it is.
Geez, he's as good as it gets, really. And last year, he was still great, and he led the majors in saves, did all of his usual stuff, but he had more blown saves last year, too. And so it was hard for even him to really dissect what last year was and get an impression of it. He's like, I don't really know if it's successful, if it's not. And so he was in between, and we're thinking, okay, where does he go from there? And, well, I guess revenge? I don't really know. I didn't know he had another gear, but he really found it so far this year. He's been outstanding. There was no question that he would be getting the ball in the ninth in the All-Star game, because that's the man that you need to have, because he's just been absolutely lights out, and you hear every guy in the Guardians say it. Like, as soon as they get to the ninth inning, they just know it's over.
Talking to Mandy Bell of MLB.com right now on 97.3 The Fan. And I want to talk about the manager, Stephen Vogt, because, number one, earlier today I found out that he was my age, Chris, which makes me feel great about my level in life.
And he's got a beard like you.
He does have a beard as well. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He debuted in Major League Baseball in 2012, and then his last appearance was in 2022. And now he's a manager with the best record in the American League. How did that happen?
I don't even know if he could give you an answer to that. It's really impressive. And I think because he just finished up his career, and he's not too far removed from what it is being like as a player, he's able to relate to these guys, especially the youngest. I think they're still the youngest team in baseball. And I think we said that for like four or five straight years now, but they just stay young because they keep calling up all these prospects. And so whenever you're that young, it's nice to have a guy in the room, and not to diss Terry Francona for being the old man of the group, but you now have Stephen Vogt here, and I think it's helpful for them to have someone who knows exactly what it's like to play in today's game and knows how to relate to every type of guy in the room, because he'll say it. He'll say that he was the guy who was an all-star. He was the guy who was DFA'd. He was the guy who didn't think he would make it to the majors. He was the backup. He was the utility guy. Like, he says that he has all these different roles. So I think that is helpful for him whenever he's relating to these guys. And it just seemed like he was really just adamant. I don't know. He was just really pumped up this spring coming in to just try to get everyone pulling in the same direction. And he went above and beyond to try to get everyone to buy in from day one, because he knew it was going to be tough. He knew it's a weird transition from a Hall of Fame manager to someone who literally has never managed ever and just finished his playing career. And I think he just got everyone to buy in, and they've all played like they did in 2022, where it just seemed like they were too young to know any different. And they're like, why not us? And they just have that same attitude all over again.
Mandy, we appreciate it. You're doing a great job. I want to ask you about a couple of more players here real quick. One is Jose Ramirez, because he seems like he should be in every conversation that is had about the best players in baseball, and yet I don't hear his name ever come up around the country. I know in Cleveland they know how good he is. The other guy I want to ask you about is the Major League's leading hitter. Because we have our own guy in Luis Arraez here. He's been hurt a little bit, not really carrying the big batting average at the moment. But Stephen Kwan, 352, and now enough to qualify and leading the American League in hitting. Talk a little bit about those two guys.
I know Kwan was excited to see Arraez at the All-Star game to just tell him that he's his favorite baseball player, because they're so similar.
Wow.
I mean, the approach there, it's just this old-school type of worry about batting average type of guy, and you just don't see that anymore. But they're both excellent at it, and Kwan has really come out of his shell this year. We knew that this was sort of in there because of his unbelievable contact ability at the plate. Like, his hand-eye coordination is unlike any person on the planet, and so the way that he's able to just grind through at bats and rarely ever strike out and constantly foul things off until he's able to get something to hit. It's not surprising that this is what's the result, but I think the most surprising part is that he's added a little more power this year, and he's already had his career high in homers before we even hit the All-Star break. I think he's up to 8 now. So to have that mix in there but not sacrifice any of the batting average, sacrifice any of the swing and miss, the unbelievable chase rates, all that type of stuff, to be able to add power and not sacrifice anything has been really impressive to watch. So, I mean, it really just doesn't get better for a leadoff guy than guys like Arraez and Kwan, who can always get on base. But so for the AL, there was no question in my mind that he would be leading off for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
But for Jose, I mean, you ask anyone in the clubhouse and they all say the same thing too. It's just like, it's ridiculous how this guy is just flying so under the radar, not in Cleveland, but on a national scope. It just seems like guys don't understand, and people, fans, everyone don't understand that he truly is one of the best players in the game, just because it just doesn't seem like he has that same level of attention. And I kind of think he likes it, honestly. And I think all of that goes into why he wanted to stay in Cleveland and get and figure out a way to make an extension work, even if it was for a cheaper rate than he probably would have gotten anywhere else. And he likes it. He likes to be that underdog type mentality. He likes the small market type of feel with Cleveland. He likes everything about it. So I don't think it's something that ever bothers him. He likes to be the person who shows up and just lets his talent, his actions on the field speak for himself.
Yeah, Ramirez is awesome. Mandy, you're awesome. Again, thanks so much. I don't need to remind you or anybody in Cleveland that last year was the 75th year anniversary of Cleveland's last World Series championship. And I know that in the back of their minds, they're hoping maybe year 76 would be the year. That would be some kind of party that Cleveland's never seen the likes of.
That would be, because not only has it just been so long, and it's like it's the longest drought in baseball, but it's a year that no one would have expected this level of success. So if that would be able to happen this year, this town would go crazy.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time, Mandy. Enjoy the weekend series with the Padres visiting, and we hope to see you again when you come back to San Diego next year. Thanks, Mandy.
Yep, thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.